Good morning, everyone. I'll be talking about SDN optimization problems, how people usually do them wrong, and how you can do them better using our framework, Salt. So we're all pretty much familiar with this overview of SDN. It's a great picture. We've all bought into it. You have your SDN applications. There are a lot of them. You have someone who's writing them. They're interacting with the controller. It's all supposed to be very nice and easy. All the complicated stuff is handled by the controller, right? All the rules, all the stuff, all of these things goes to the data plane. It's great. Unfortunately, this isn't as simple as we would like to believe, because you don't just have a developer sitting there writing an easy application. What you have is a scientist armed with knowledge gained during his PhD, his knowledge of algorithms, his knowledge of optimization, and support of all his coworkers to actually write a good application and deploy it on top of SDN controllers. Now you might think, okay, optimizations, they're not that common, right? Actually, they are, right? A lot of the basic networking problems boil down to optimizations, whether it's something as simple as max flow or traffic engineering, or a lot of the work that we've seen in networking community in the last 5 to 10 years, right? So actually, I propose you an activity, go to a conference like this and take a drink every time somebody says optimization in their talk. You'll have a fun time. So how does this process currently work, right? So current process for creating an application like that, like simple, like Swan, right? You get together with your coworkers, you brush up on your theory and your operations research and all your algorithms. And by the way, this process is illustrated with various stages of anger you might experience throughout all of this. You formulate your problem, right? You go, okay, these are the things we'd like to do with SDN, and you have to map it to a theory problem, and then you have to model this theory problem using a particular language of your choice, or, you know, modeling language. Then you have to solve it with a solver. And then you realize it's not fast enough, because you're probably solving an NP-hard problem, right? As just was pointed out, we systems people love to do that. So now you're back to the drawing board and saying, okay, we have to develop a heuristic, then we still have to bring it back from the theory land, back to the practice, and deploy it using an SDN controller. This all takes a lot of effort, a lot of time. Our vision is actually to simplify this process, right? So we zoom in on that top part, on all these SDN applications, and there are a lot of them that you could possibly create. And our goal is to remove the scientist, take him out of the picture, and replace him with a hardworking engineer, right? Or dare I even say management, but probably not. And so what we'd like to do is introduce an optimization layer, right, that the developer interacts with, as opposed to doing all of these things using low-level primitives that the controller gives us. What this means is we would like to have no custom heuristics, right, like one general heuristic that simplifies development. We would like to focus on high-level network goals. We'd like to rapidly prototype applications as opposed to spending 6 months on them. Finally, an application should be 20 lines of code. Right? I know it's kind of ambitious. So why hasn't this been done before, right? Like, what's the challenge? We've had this SDN for a while. We've been doing optimizations for a while. Well, the big challenge is generality and efficiency. It's very difficult to get them at the same time. We've had previous approaches or frameworks to say, okay, you know, we'd like to solve a general class of networking problems. The problem is they're not efficient, right? The systems guys come along and say, okay, this is not fast enough. We've had custom solutions, on the other hand, which say, all right, we have a very specific problem, let's say Elasticsearch from an SDI a few years back, right? We would like to minimize power management. Very specific problem, very specific solution, not reusable, not general. Our framework, Sol, attempts to do both. So let's go back to our picture. The optimization layer I've talked about before is the Sol box, right? So it interacts with the optimization solver like Cplex, Gorobi, whatever you want, underneath. And it also interacts with a network controller such as Onus or OpenDaylight, doing a lot of the network management for you. Our hardworking engineer, on the other hand, is actually providing an API he can use to create the application of his choice. Now, the good thing here, it's still logically centralized, right? It fits well within the SDN model. The bad thing is it's a very diverse set of applications, right? So capturing the requirements of all the possible applications you could want is very difficult. So what do we do? What's the secret magic? It's the path abstraction. You would like to think of your network not as a series of nodes and links, but as a series of paths. So all of the problems we look at, they are recast into path-based problems, and policies in these applications are represented as path predicates. So let me explain what I mean by that. First of all, let's all recall MaxFlow, right? It's a very classic optimization problem. When you first learn about it in your algorithms class or you crack open an algorithms book, they will say it's an optimization problem. It can boil down to a linear program. And the way you write down that linear program is sort of depicted on the left, right? Let's say you have your standard network with a source and a sink, S and T, and you have eight edges between these. So you're trying to do maximize the amount of flow, right? Max flow. And so you write down all of your equations, all of the math, as based on this eight variables that are corresponding to amount of flow on each edge. And then you go, okay, you know, anything that enters a node and exits should be the same, basic conservation, all that wonderful stuff we learned a long time ago. Now, what you might not have known is there is an alternative way to write down this problem, which is just as valid, it's just unpopular. And that is you can enumerate all the paths in the network and then say, okay, all of the traffic is across all of the paths equals to our demand, right? So it's an alternative way of forming it. But the problem here is, of course, you have many crazy paths and you have to start enumerating them. So policies as path predicates. Now that you're thinking about your routing paths as actually paths, because they are, you can start talking about very general path predicates that allow you to do very interesting policies and applications. So for example, in this case, we're routing from node 1 to node 5, and we have a policy that's a basic service chaining policy that says we'd like for traffic to go through a firewall and a proxy. And now that you have this, you just go, okay, great. I have three possible paths that I can take. Two of them will be valid because they go through a firewall and a proxy, and an invalid one just doesn't touch one of those. So we don't count it. It's just as simple as that. So the good thing here is it buys us a lot of generality, right? A predicate is just an arbitrary piece of code that gives you a true or a false value based on whether a path is the one you like or not. So you could potentially compute any property of a path based on its links, nodes, and other knowledge of the topology. You could even toss a coin. You could say paths are valid on Wednesdays, but not Thursdays. The problem here, of course, with this much generality, we're losing a lot of efficiency, right? So to enumerate all of the paths and filter them, that's at the worst case, exponential number of paths, right? Which means if we put all of them into an optimization, it's going to take a long time to solve this thing, and we essentially have sacrificed all of our efficiency. So now we have to kind of get it back. We have to claw back all that efficiency we just lost. So with that, I'll actually talk about solve process, right? This end-to-end process of how we do that. First, path generation. As I just mentioned, we enumerate all of the simple paths in the network. We keep the valid ones according to a predicate. So this gives you all your policies. It's an offline step, so it doesn't necessarily contribute to the runtime of the optimization. But that's still a whole lot of paths that we end up with at the end of the day. So the second step has to be path selection. This is where we actually get back all of that efficiency. You have millions of paths in a large network. You say, I'm only going to need a small subset of them. And so you pick that small subset, and you can actually feed it into the optimization. This is where all the complicated math happens. And you go, you model your resource usage, you solve it, and you end up getting a solution. Now, that solution is not immediately deployable. So the final step is to actually translate it all back to paths that you actually have in your physical network and use your controller to configure the data plane. Now, this step could be easily dismissed as something that's easy or not important or trivial, but it is actually not that trivial. It's one of the things that allows us to sort of bridge that, reduce that barrier of entry from, you know, being a scientist to an engineer, right? It's just a line of code that says configure as opposed to doing a lot of complicated algorithms. So now that you sort of have an idea of how Sol works at a high level, let me tell you a little bit about how we implemented this. So it's just a Python library that interfaces with a Cplex solver and an honest controller. We've prototyped a number of applications just to show that we can actually express multiple applications. We've done the classics, the MaxFlow, the traffic engineering, the latency minimization. And we did pick a couple of papers from conferences like SIGCOM and SDI and prototyped those as well. Now, what does this look like? Let me give you a little example so you can start thinking in the Sol framework. We can write Maxflow in about 6 lines of code. Now, I did skip some variable declarations and all that stuff, but that's not important. What I want you to focus on is the way you think about these high-level goals. So first of all, line 1, we need to initialize our optimization. The 2 things that you need to give to Sol is essentially your topology input, which is like the topology traffic classes, or just think of it as traffic matrix, no big deal. And the second thing you need to do is, the second part is the path generation is selection, right? So this is the process that I've just described. It's Maxflow. There are no policies. So there's just 0 predicates, right? Every path is valid, null predicate. Then for each ingress-egress pair, all you do is you pick 5 shortest paths, right? And we're going to say that's good enough. Then you say, okay, traffic flows, right? It's a very simple high-level thing. That's what we're doing. We're writing traffic. Then what we do is we define resource consumption. We define a piece of code that says, how do you compute resource consumption of a link? We say, okay, just volume of bytes between any particular ingress-egress pair. And then we cap links, right, the constrained part of the max flow problem. Finally, the global goal or the objective function is just max flow, and then we solve it. That's it. If you wanted to change this to something a little different, like traffic engineering, you don't actually need to tweak that much. Everything is pretty much the same, except lines 5 and 6, where we go, now we have a constraint that says we have to route all of the traffic, and now instead of doing max flow, we're just minimizing a link load, right? So we're minimizing bandwidth on the particular resource. Okay, so now there are still questions. Now that we have this, those were very simple examples. Does this actually reduce development effort for more complex applications? Is this faster than the original optimization? So when people sat down and published their sitcom papers, can we beat them? And finally, is it any worse than optimal, right? I did say that this is this is a heuristic, right? So how much sort of optimality are we sacrificing? So let's start with the first one, development effort. Yes, it does reduce development effort. I will say I am fully aware that lines of code is a very inexact sort of comparison when it comes to that. But we've prototyped these applications in Sol, and we've prototyped them using either taking the original code or implementing them ourselves based on all the sort of complicated math they provide in the paper. And we see that actually we get a lot of improvement, right? So what you could be spending 200 lines of code, 500 lines of code, we finally got our holy grail, 20 lines of code, and you have yourself an application. Second question was, is it actually faster? And the answer is also yes. So what we have here is a graph for 2 applications, Panopticon and Simple. Those are the ones we prototyped. On the x-axis, you will see various topologies that we took from the topology zoo data set. And in brackets, you just have the number of switches, so the size of the topology. On the y-axis, time. Obviously, lower is better. I want you to know the log scale. And so the takeaway here is we are orders of magnitude faster than the originals. And we are, in all these cases, we are less than 1% away from optimal. So even though we might not be getting the precise optimal solution, we are sacrificing about 1%. And in shaded region here, you will actually see that original formulations didn't complete within 30 minutes. So we had to cut them off and say, OK, this is just unreasonable for any good networking application. Second thing we wanted to do is see, how do you actually deploy this? Is it reasonable to deploy? So what we did is we took a basic traffic engineering application, we've prototyped it using Sol, and we've put it on Mininet, right? So just a very basic sort of emulation test. Again, on the x-axis, you will see the topologies, on the y-axis, you will see time. And this is a stacked bar graph just saying, okay, how much time did it take us to actually do optimization, translate the output of that optimization to rules, which is the route generation. And then the final red part is route installation. That's just what Onos did. We actually used path intents. If there's anybody from Onos here, thank you. That was very helpful for us. So the takeaway here is you can, in 15 seconds, go from 0 to a fully functioning network that actually load balances your links. And we think this is cool. So just to summarize, it takes a lot of effort to create SDN applications that use optimization. It takes a lot of knowledge. Sol lowers that barrier of entry for creating new applications. It leverages the path abstraction, right? So path generation plus path selection. It's very efficient. You can deploy your network in seconds. And we also do believe it creates a lot of new interesting opportunities for future work. If you're interested, talk to me offline. Shoot me an email. Our code is public on GitHub if you'd like to look at more examples or just play around with it. And that's about it. Thank you very much.
Hi, nice work. I'm Abhigyan from AT&T Labs. Could you talk about, you know, are there online versions of the system? So if it's like one or two variables change, do you still need seconds, or could you do it in microseconds or something?
Ah, very good question. So we still need to redo the optimization. So potentially it could take seconds. We do have, however, some extensions that allow you to sort of minimize the reconfiguration, and actually that speeds up the process quite a bit. I wouldn't go as far as saying we can bring it out all the way to microseconds, but it's definitely possible to do it in sub-second range.
And, you know, just regarding the development effort, if the original implementation is 500 lines of code, I mean, what fraction of it is in terms of overall SDN application development cycle? Maybe it's not that much.
Well, you know, that's very much application dependent. I mean, I think that it is actually much, right? Because there's the optimization part is difficult, but also going back from the optimization into the actual deployment, right? So it's not as easy as you might think.
Thank you.
So I must have misunderstood, because there seems to be a miracle happen step there, which is where you prune the exponential path state path set to some smaller number of paths. Yeah. How do you know, based on the problem formulation, what that pruning ought to be? Right. I mean, you sort of picked five in your example. Sort of came out of heaven, right?
So not quite. Yeah, we have extra results in the paper that actually show that 5 to 10 paths is good enough to obtain optimal results or near optimal results.
On what topologies?
From these ISP-like topologies that we got from the topologies you data set. I will be completely honest with you, that is not perfect for data center topologies. Yes, so there is some tweaking we can still do.
Thanks.
Yep. Hi, Brendan Shane, Duke University. Can you quickly comment on the debugging aspect of your code? So you're obviously raising the level of abstraction. What happens when now my policy no longer translate to what's actually happening in the network?
Talk to him. we have not looked at the debugging aspect very much, right? So in currently we're kind of assuming correct by construction, because we're the ones who are doing the policy, and as long as the path predicate is doing the filtering correctly, down on the network layer, it should be fine.
Thank you. Yep.